EPAA.
Is this our actual report?
This is our actual report.
Okay. We've got a few, we made a few changes. Where do we want to start with?
We met in January at our meeting, and the board, we looked through the bylaws, and they needed some serious update. The bylaws have never been really changed or anything since probably the inception in 1993. So we did a lot of updating, as you can see in your handouts. And these need to be approved by motion, and then Karen needs to sign, and so does Ed after the council meeting. But the bylaws are a little more extensive. Well, they're a lot more extensive. They explain a lot more, and so yeah, we did some update to the bylaws, and it's taken us about 3 months to do that. The board also decided that the certificates needed a facelift, so there's a copy of the updated facelift. Thanks to Emma, did her little work on that. That was awesome, along with the board. And then UPAA decided they needed a logo. So we also instituted a logo there. Karen kind of generated that one. And then we wanted to kind of mirror what the prosecutors are doing in terms of prosecutor of your award. And the handout that you have, I just have the hard copy, so sorry you guys that are remote. You have in front of you the letter that we would be sending out, and Karen kind of what's on here came through AI, and then we had to like rewrite it. Like Bob says, you really can't trust AI, but it gave us some good ideas. It gave us a starting point, and so in terms of the criteria and everything for UPAA of the year, we want to start doing that this year. So we'll send this letter out right after spring conference. And then instead of them going online like the prosecutors do, our process will just be a little bit different. They'll just email or scan this copy back. And anybody can nominate your assistant. An assistant can go to Jeff and say, you may not be aware of someone who's doing really good work based on kind of the criteria. So and so is doing a great job, and we'd like to nominate her. It'd be nice if it were coming from the boss, because from the feedback that we got from last year's conference was there was an overwhelming feeling of not being appreciated from their bosses and attorneys that they were working for. So this is kind of a remedy to that. And then to present the award to them, so they'll get kind of an award just like the prosecutors do. We'd like to have either their immediate supervisor or their county attorney or city attorney to come and present that to them at the conference in June. So it depends on who is nominated. We'd like somebody from their office that is meaningful that would come and recognize that particular nominee for a job well done. So that's, we've been busy. They've been busy. I have a great board, I have to tell you. These women are amazing who work in your office and do what they do is, they're amazing. And everyone on the board is fully contributing, and I couldn't do it without them. So, anything else, Karen? kind of random.
Nope, I think you covered everything.
So when the nominations come out, I just encourage you all, you know, as the bosses and or talk with your folks that are supervising, you know, really encourage them to really think about who in their office they could nominate, because so often, you know, they do the lion's share of the work, you know, at least in the background, and don't get a lot of recognition. So this will be a really good opportunity to recognize them.
And to that end, I just want to give you a recent example of the board's feedback, not that they're not being appreciated, but kind of give you an idea of what we go through every day. So the latest incident or development up north with some of the judges or a judge, the calls that they get from the public that these women take or your assistants have to listen to of, you know, irate, you know, upset public who may or may not be informed, but yet they, that's their only way of trying to be heard. But they are the first line of having to listen to that. And it's, one of our board members said, it's in between those calls of trying to reset, you know, and to try and come back to a neutral, natural calmness. It's really hard to reset with something like that, that happens, or anything else. You know, if someone who's upset calls your office for some reason, it's your secretary, it's your paralegal, or it's, you know, whoever is answering the phone, they get the brunt of it. So that's just part of what they have to deal with.
This nomination, it says April 21st, so you're going to send this out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. I was going to ask for it electronically.
But if you see anything on this letter that you feel, you know, that you would like edited out or anything you would like to add, that's why I've passed it out. If you can see anything you'd like to add to it or take away, we'd sure welcome your comments.
Anything else?
I think we're good. I think we're good. Covered it all.
The bylaws, the amended bylaws,
mm-hmm.
Who needs to move to approve those? You guys?
No, you do.
Are you ready to
the council,
do that?
The council.
Yeah, I think you put them in the packet, right?
Yes.
The bylaws?
The bylaws are in your packet, and they were emailed as well. So yeah, we do need a motion on the bylaws, and then we can have them signed.
I'll do it. Move to approve the UPAA bylaws, amended bylaws, as attached to the packet.
I'll second.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Randall second.
Doug? Prosecutor of the Year?
Yeah, so Chad Grunander out of Utah County was selected. Jeff is going to, on Friday during our luncheon, we'll have just a few words to say about Chad. I'll read the nomination. Well deserved. Just for this group is, I've got to do a better job maybe explaining what it is that we're looking for in terms of nominations, because we got several, but some of them were like three sentences. Or one was, this person got fired because of President Trump got elected. I can't remember exactly that's what it said, but that was kind of the gist of it. You know, that really doesn't tell us a whole lot. So we've got to do a better job at getting that out. As I said, and we only got one misdemeanor prosecutor that was nominated. And so we need to do a better job, city folks, you know, getting our misdemeanor prosecutors nominated. You know, I put on there, do we need to have a misdemeanor and a felony prosecutor of the year? And I don't, when we only got one nomination, I would say no, because the person nominated was great, but again, we would have had to have asked for more in terms of a nomination.
Jeff? I would have voice on that again.
Yeah.
I mean, we had that discussion last year.
Yeah.
And I'm in favor of separating. I mean, and the reason, I mean, Chad Grunander, okay, he just finished a aggravated murder case, and well deserving. And now he's on another aggravated capital case. And it's hard for prosecutors misdemeanor prosecutors to compete with some of those high-profile cases. And they're, and quite frankly, you're probably getting less nominations for misdemeanor prosecutors because they're like, you know, how are they going to compete with this or that? And I mean, I don't know what the history is of misdemeanor prosecutors winning the award.
Well, this is just our third year, so.
This is just your third year,
yeah. But
my guess is that you're going to struggle.
Yeah.
And I was over the Attorney General's quarterly awards and annual award program for a decade, and separating these different divisions is you're going to have more recognition. And I don't know, I just think the misdemeanor prosecutors, you're going to have few nominations and even fewer winners.
Yeah.
Because people look at the high profile stuff,
right?
And that's what they look at. So yeah. That's my two bits.
I'm all for more awards and more categories. I'm a recognition guy.
Yeah.
I like that kind of stuff. So
yeah.
You know, like that would be. I would agree with Jeff.
Here's one of the challenges with that is, and I don't have any problem if we do a misdemeanor award. Like that's no big deal. But what we got, like six nominations total. Bob said we only got one misdemeanor nomination, but we only got four or five felony nominations as well. And so it's like people aren't, it's hard for us to recognize if you and your offices aren't recognizing the good work that people
I'm trying
do.
To well, change, I'm trying yeah. to change that culture.
And, yeah. So, and again, that yeah. takes effort with those that, I mean, again, for a decade, we have a very robust one at the AG's
yeah,
office.
Yeah, an internal one. Absolutely, yeah.
You have to go to those division directors and express how important it is. You need to go to the agencies and express how important it is and follow through, you know, follow up with them and say, you know, because they all ought to be nominating at least one person every year
right.
from every agency, quite frankly, which makes a lot of work for the committee. The more that you get, but
yeah.
anyway, it's doable and it happens. So it's just a matter of effort to get folks to actually look. This is important. If you care about your employees, you know, I mean, it comes down to whether or not you care about your employees
right.
and value them.
Right.
And you need to. I know that we're busy, but we need to put in that effort.
You could do a kind of a big county prosecutor of the year, a small county prosecutor of the year, you know, city attorney prosecutor of the year. So, you know, I mean, like, what I will say is you're going to see a lot more nominations from the AG's office.
Yeah.
You know, because I, like, now that I'm in charge, I'm going to flood the zone. So, you know, but I mean, I think it would be great, you know, like, this is a thing that kind of matters,
right.
you know, and,
right.
you know, and so I think we should be putting a little bit more time and effort into it.
And I agree with all that, but that's going to have to come from you all.
It does.
Right?
It does. It
right.
does. It absolutely
like
does.
Like, Bob can't go around 100%. All these offices and say, I need you to nominate your prosecutor. I need you to nominate you. I need you. I need you. I need
well,
you.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'll tell you, I was in charge of it for 10 years, and you do have to do that.
I was going
to
say, I mean,
you were in charge of it at the AG's office, not with 150 different prosecution agencies.
True, but I mean, you've got an email list, and it's a matter of
right.
some follow-up.
And I was going to say, and I can certainly do a better job of that.
Yeah, but it takes that,
yeah.
and I mean, you do have the apathy. I mean, it takes time, a way to get, but in the end, it's very valuable, I mean, we are now doing the same thing that we did in the AG's office, in the county attorney's office.
Yeah.
And it means something to employees.
Right.
It means something for them to be recognized.
Look, honestly, law enforcement's way better at this than we are.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, I have five sheriff stars from UPD and got zero recognition from the U.S. Attorney's Office, right? So, like, I mean, I think this is a thing that we should be a little bit more.
It's just makes it hard. So as somebody who reviewed all those, No doubt about bringing out four people to pick from.